to realize that someone is there to take care of your heart. So do you need a reason to fall in love? People say it's a thousand words, but I say none, 'cause I just lose all track of time when we're together. Love isn't fireworks or kissing in the rain. It's not driving through sunset while holding hands, but it's waking up to realize that someone is there to take care of your heart. It isn't easy, but it works. It's like feeling so dizzy without saying so.
Hear his voice out in the nation when the news. The Indonesian government and Commission 11 of the House of Representatives have agreed on the macroeconomic assumptions outlined in the draft of the Macroeconomic Framework and Principal Fiscal Policy for 2026. Quoted from antaranews.com, Finance Minister of Indonesia Sri Mulyani Indrawati lauded the cooperation, but when the House and all stakeholders in evaluating the macroeconomic outlook, especially amid global volatility. Igusti Ngurah Rai Airport said that 24 flight departures and arrivals were cancelled and some flight operations were disrupted on Monday due to the eruption of Mount Lewotobi Laki-Laki in East Flores, East Nusa Tenggara. The airport's general manager Ahmad Syawgi Shahab said that the 24 cancelled flights covered both national and international routes, with Virgin Australia Airlines halting 6 flights to Melbourne, Gold Coast and Sydney. Meanwhile, Jetstar Airways cancelled 16 flights on the Melbourne, Brisbane, Cairns, Perth, Adelaide, Sydney and Singapore routes. AirAsia Indonesia cancelled 2 flights to Labuan Bajo. Quoted from antaranews.com, Mount Lewotobi Laki-Laki erupted at 11.05 a.m. local time on Monday, spewing an ash column reaching a height of 18,000 meters from its peak. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Whether you're unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out, we encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveller, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's Music Corner presents a song titled Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku, or I'm Without You Without Me. Budi Syahbudin Syukur, or known as Budi Doremi, is an Indonesian singer from Serang, born September 19, 1984. He started his career in 2012 by releasing a single titled Doremi. Since then, his name has been known as Budi Doremi. In November 2024, Budi Doremi released a song with Anggi Marito titled Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku. According to Budi, Anggi is good at diving into the emotions needed and conveying them perfectly in a song. In addition, Anggi's vocal color and song themes are in harmony with Budi Doremi. The song tells about regret when a relationship has to end and you have to live without the beloved one. Well, listener, this is Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku by Budi Doremi and Anggi Marito. Enjoy!
Seandainya kita lebih lama bertahan, tahan, tak berhenti untuk mencoba. Mungkin cerita kita akan berbeda. Seandainya aku sedikit lebih kuat mempertahankan keyakinanku pada dirimu yang mulai lelah karena mereka. Tak sampai hati aku merelakan kenyataan ini, meskipun hatiku selalu meminta kamu untuk kembali. Bagaimana aku tanpa kamu, kamu tanpa aku, hanya Tuhanlah yang maha tahu.
Seandainya aku sedikit lebih kuat mempertahankan keyakinanku pada dirimu.
Listener, you're still tuned to the Radio Service Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. And here is quotes of the day. Intelligence without love is dangerous, and love without intelligence is not enough. A quote by B.J. Habibie. Baharudin Yusuf Habibie, or B.J. Habibie, was born in Parepare, South Sulawesi, on June 25, 1936. B.J. Habibie is a politician, engineer, and scientist, and he was called as the father of aircraft in Indonesia for successfully building the first aircraft in the country in 1995. The ingenuity of Habibie gave a great influence in the development of aviation technology, both in Indonesia and the world. Our listener, that's quotes of the day.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOR. Today's sound.
Dengar jelas bintang utara memanggil satu hari yang dinanti terpancar terang di bawah langit terlihat jejak setapak mengarah dan ku sedang mengikuti. Sampaikan salam untuknya dari hati lalui tanah air udara. Kawan camat ikut bicara. Sampaikan bahwa aku dalam perjalanan membawa tembang hati arungi samudra untuk menemuinya di sana. Di bawah aurora jarak tujuan terlihat dekat memandang garis batas di lautan yang membiasku kan datang. Sampaikan salam untuknya dari hati lalui tanah air udara. Kawan camat ikut bicara. Sampaikan bahwa aku dalam perjalanan membawa tembang hati arungi samudra untuk menemuinya di sana. Di bawah aurora ku lalui tanah air dan udara. Aku kan datang, aku kan datang. Sampaikan salam untuknya dari hati lalui tanah air udara. Ikut bicara. Sampaikan bahwa aku dalam perjalanan membawa tembang hati arungi samudra untuk menemuinya di sana. Di bawah aurora.
Purba Valley, located in Situ Gunung Sukabumi, is an attractive tourist destination and offers amazing natural beauty. Visiting it, you will be invited to explore an exotic forest area by witnessing the magnificent waterfall in a green valley. According to reports, the origin of the naming of Purba, which means ancient in English, comes from the valley area which is surrounded by ancient trees that have existed for thousands of years. Explore Rembah Purba or Purba Valley, you should be accompanied by a guide who will not only show you the way, but also explain the various types of plants that exist in the area of Situ Gunung Sukabumi as well. You have to take a journey that takes approximately 1 hour from the main gate of Situ Gunung Suspension Bridge. The journey starts by crossing the pride of Situ Gunung, namely the 243-meter-long suspension bridge. Besides that, you will pass 8 bridges with the different levels of excitement. Even though you go through several trekking routes that are not easy, you don't need to worry because before leaving, you will be equipped with safety gears. After walking along the many bridges, you will pass a path as well as through a cliff that is about 8 meters high. The most extreme is that you will pass a bridge that can only be passed by one person, not to mention the considerable height. This trip will really boost your adrenaline. On the bridge, many visitors usually will take pictures, so the journey for about 1 hour doesn't feel tiring. Lembah Purba is open every day from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekdays and to 5 p.m. on weekends. You can use your own vehicles to arrive at the parking area, then you will be escorted using a special bus until you arrive at the Lembah Purba post. What must be considered when exploring the Sukabumi Ancient Valley is to use comfortable and non-slippery footwear. Wear a jacket to keep out the cold air and preferably in the morning so you have enough time to explore.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Banyak takdir Tuhan yang membawaku. Kamu
some updates from the BRICS summit session on environment, COP30 and global health in Brazil on Monday. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto invited BRICS nations to intensify collaboration in addressing the climate crisis, especially by accelerating the transition to clean energy to mitigate its effects. The president made the statement during the summit session, which was attended by leaders and delegates of countries in Rio de Janeiro. And Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Armand Atanasir stated that the Indonesia remains committed to fighting climate change, and the president just reaffirmed that commitment in front of those countries. And quoted from antaranews.com, according to the Deputy Minister, several of the countries at the session also expressed similar commitment to addressing issues regarding climate change.
Karena hari ini akan kita rindukan di hari nanti, sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Bersenang-senanglah, karena waktu ini akan kita banggakan di hari tua. Sampai jumpa kawanku, semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah kasih untuk masa depan. Sampai jumpa kawanku, semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah kasih. Sampai jumpa kawanku, semoga kita selalu.
mungkin diriku masih ingin bersama kalian. Mungkin jiwaku masih haus senyuman kalian.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Thank you very much. You are still tuned to a radio service voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Now, have you ever seen the Pacu Jalur or the Aura Farming that people are so well, they really like about this trend. You gotta see the other one called Karapan Sapi, and this is like a race but using buffalo or even cows, and it's, well, as hardcore as the Pacu Jalur itself, and maybe it can also be an example of Ora farming. But if you cannot go to Madura recently, you can just listen to this next one.
Jaat ganggu Pancasila.
Special feature service production of Radio Republik Indonesia, World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You must be familiar to the word Karapan Sapi. Yes, a unique tradition of bull race from Madura. Karapan Sapi Madura has existed since the 14th century and has become tradition among Madura people, passed from one generation to generation. Listener, we will invite you to find out more about the tradition of Karapan Sapi culture originally from Madura Island. Ahmad Rasul Kawib, Head of Culture and Tourism Division at Sumenep Regency Culture and Tourism Service, explained that to start Karapan Sapi, particularly in prestigious events like Karasidenan or Regency level or President Cup, usually bulls are paraded with Madura gamelan traditional music. The gamelan Madura is called Saronan, jockeys wear traditional clothes.
Untuk pelaksanaan di tingkat Karasidenan, Piala Presiden, itu
for Karasidenan or Regency level or President Cup, it is not only about Karapan Sapi, but also traditional dances and music accompanying Karapan Sapi named Saronen. So practically, Karapan Sapi is like Olympiad. All participants stand in lines with Saronen music and dancers in front of the bulls. The dances have special segment in Karapan Sapi. When it comes to jockeys, they are trained indeed. They determine the winning of the bulls. It needs special skills to become a jockey. They do not have special attributes, but wearing red and white clothes typically Sumenep or Madura called Pak Sakera. It's red and white T-shirt for the top and the bottom is black pants. They also wear blangkon or Javanese headgear, but this blangkon is for nobles. If people want to wear it, there are special spells because blangkon for people and keraton or palace are different.
According to Madura Cultural Observer Edi Sediawan, there is something unique in Karapan Sapi race. The first round is determining with groups win and lose, while the second one is determining the winner of losing group, and the third one is determining the winner of winning group.
Tapi uniknya, mungkin hanya satu-satunya di dunia. Ada juara.
But uniquely, which may be the only one in the world, there is the winner of the loser. Tourists may be confused what the winner of the loser is. In the first round, the bulls race. The loose ones are not eliminated but separated. They race again until top three. But the winner of the loser is different from contender. It goes like this. Usually, there are 36 contestants split into two, namely 18 losers and 15 winners. The 18 losers compete with each other until top three. So tourists usually say this is the winner of the loser. Then the tourists get confused. I can understand it as this is local wisdom. It is still understandable if bulls lose. They are still followable though.
Dikalahkan di sini. Pura-pura kalah ya. Di sini baru dia.
Jaat ganggu Pancasila.
Gus Abdullah, owner of Bull for Karapan Sapi in Sumenep, explained that Karapan Sapi for Madura people was male bull race. Before the race, there is special ritual. Every group has its own members.
Apabila sapi sudah siap mau masuk ke sestat ataupun mau diadu, sebelum masuk ke sestat itu dipanasi.
When bulls are ready for race and enter start point, the bull's body is smeared with chili water and poured with spirit liquid, and they are escorted toward the start point where two starters wait for them. Kalales or sled made of bamboo is used for bulls. Next to bulls, there are two people called apek, while behind them are followers or race members. Those not excluded in the entourage are not allowed to come in the line, as it is strictly guarded to avoid fraud.
The bulls were well maintained by the owners, starting from food to supplement, as Gus Abdullah, owner of bulls, does in Sumenep, Madura.
Sapi itu walaupun tidak menghadap kerapan sapi, tiap harinya itu harus pakai jamu.
The bulls drink jamu or herbal drink in which there is egg and honey and even medicine and vitamin like hemophyton. Moreover, rich people in Bangkalan who have bulls for race at dope, but people in Sumenep cannot afford it.
Karapan sapi bull race as a tradition originally from Madura still has natural elements with new developed tricks, though by using rekeng.
Kalau yang tidak rekeng, itu istilahnya kan sapi, ya apa ya, kurang
banget. Bull which uses rekeng means it is a slow bull, so the jockey rides on it while using rekeng if the bull moves slowly. Bulls which use rekeng will not win against those using rekeng, and it can be proved. Now there are two versions, and I have used rekeng since early 80s. Rekeng is a beater used by jockey made of rattan which uses nails, but sometimes nails are not used as it is not so strong and easily bent, and it is replaced by using sharpened motor bars. The bulls like the race too.
Jaat ganggu Pancasila.
According to Madura Cultural Observer Edi Sediawan, to Madura people, Karapan Sapi is not merely hereditary tradition and entertainment, but it also has economic goal for owners.
Tapi saya berpikir lebih jauh ke dalam dari segi sejarah dan segi filosofi.
Bulls for Madura people have two meanings. First, without bulls, Madura people cannot plant seeds to grow because soil in Madura is hard. It is hard to use hoe, so it needs plow. Secondly, bulls are investment. We can say that no house in this village do not have bulls corral. Why? To Madura people, bull prices increase in 3 to 6 months, so that when they need money, they can sell the bulls. So it totally has economic value.
According to the head of Culture and Tourism Division at Sumenep Regency Culture and Tourism Service, the tradition coming from Sapudi, a small island in the east of Madura in early 14th century, used to be public entertainment commonly done by farmers to spend break time after harvest. This kerapan has several kinds according to its level.
Jadi begini, kerapan sapi ini awal mulanya.
So kerapan sapi came from Sapudi in early 14th century. After farmers finish plowing paddy field, there is post-harvest internal, which is used for people's entertainment, featuring bull race after bulls finish plowing. Year to year, civilization developed. Bulls which have used to plow paddy field competed with each other in speed. Afterwards, kerap kenny is held usually in district level with a distance of 110 meters like drag race in the modern era, but using bulls. The second competition is kerap praja. There are five kinds. First, kerap kenny. Secondly, kerap praja, which is higher level when winners in each district compete with winners from other districts in the same regency with a distance of 10 meters. Thirdly, there is kerap uncengan. So if there are certain big days, regency is usually invited for a race. The agenda is generally twice a year. Fourthly, there is kerap karasidenan, the most prestigious one, as it fights for President Cup. The winner of this competition is the best from four regencies in Madura, and this event results in massive economic growth. The last one is kerap jarjaran. It is a training competition for jockeys and their bulls.
Harus memang benar-benar sapi pilihan.
Sapi is a mass agenda that will always attract local and international tourists. People's big enthusiasm about this event shows the richness of culture in Indonesia, particularly in Madura. A special feature produced by Radio Republik Indonesia World Service Voice of Indonesia. Script by Muhammad Kadhafi. Production of Radio Republik Indonesia World Service Voice of Indonesia. Bye for now.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Jauh dari dirimu.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Aku ingin menjadi mimpi indah dalam tidurmu. Aku ingin menjadi sesuatu yang mungkin bisa kau rindu. Karena langkah merapu tanpa dirimu. Karena hati telah letih, aku ingin menjadi sesuatu yang selalu bisa kau sentuh. Aku ingin kau tahu bahwa ku selalu memujamu. Tanpamu sepinya waktu merantai hati. Oh, bayangmu seakan-akan kau seperti nyanyian dalam hatiku yang memanggil rinduku padamu. Yang ku hela kau selalu ada.